Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get ready. Hart and Cattles are about to go live on your radio, covering Boston sports and beyond.
The Andy Hart Show, this week, hosted by Glenn Ordway, Ted Sarandis, Nick Cattles
will be hosting.
Oh, how about that?
The Cattles.
Yes.
Good. Do they call you Wet Blanket Cattles?
Is that they don't.
The nickname? No? What
they
is
don't.
It? No Fun Cattles or?
I think Reality Cattles.
Come on.
The reality is the reality.
Overly optimistic today because I'm Optimistic Andy. That's what people know me as. I'm not cynical at all.
He's an optimistic.
And it all starts right now, Hart and Cattles on EEI.
Bill, I just wanted to ask you, you had six players who decided to opt out earlier this week for the 2020 season. What was your reaction to that when you heard the news that those players were deciding not to play?
Yeah, well, I respect all of them. I respect all the players on our team. We all have to make decisions. I talked to those guys and they explained their situation and, you know, they had to make the decision that was best for them. And I totally respect and support it 100%.
Bill Belichick speaking with the media yesterday via Zoom, of course, in this COVID world. Hart and Cattles Sports Radio WEEI on this Saturday morning. So, Andy, I've been looking a lot on Twitter and other various places on the interwebs, and there are some people talking about these opt-outs. And as we told you earlier this morning, Marquise Lee is the seventh Patriot to opt out of the 2020 season. That was broken this morning by Jim McBride. So Lee will not be playing this year. Who knows if he was going to make the team to begin with, but he's the seventh guy now to come out. The Patriots lead the NFL by far with the most cats who have decided to opt out of the season. And I've seen some people questioning the motives and questioning why these players have decided to opt out. I saw Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, write this week about maybe Tom Brady had some kind of impact on players opting out. And my overall feeling, Andy, and I know you've got a lot of thoughts on this as well, I'm not sure why people are looking for ulterior motives. This seems to me to be something that you only need one reason. You don't need 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 reasons to opt out of the NFL season. And it's all about priorities. I actually take guys at their word that they are going to not play this season because they're concerned about their own health. They're concerned about their families. They're going to be fathers. Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung having children. I think these are real life issues. And I have a problem with trying to mix a football reason to go along with a real life reason. When we're talking about a global pandemic, an infectious disease, the fact that, you know, black people in this country are much more likely to get COVID-19. They're also much more likely to have serious implications stemming from COVID-19. And the NFL, let's not forget, is 70% black. So I don't have any issue with guys opting out, and I am not a fan of people questioning why players opt out. It's an individual choice, and I think we need to respect that choice.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I reacted to the Tom Curran column, and I think he said it audibly on the Dan Patrick show, because that's I thought it was irresponsible. I thought it was disrespectful to the players. And our own Chris Curtis, morning show producer, has picked up and run with the ball Curran kind of fumbled away later when he backtracked off of it when Patrick Chung called him out on it on Twitter. Are you willing to call Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon, now Marquise Lee, these other, are you willing to call them liars? Because they're telling you there's a reason I'm opting out. And it's not because Tom Brady plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and we may go, 8-8 instead of 12-4 this season. This isn't a football decision. They're telling you this is a family health related decision. And I don't know how people can't respect that. You know, I said to Dale yesterday when I was on with him, it's the same as people, you know, thinking guys aren't injured when they're injured. Oh, he just doesn't want to play this week. He's nursing it. I don't know. I kind of have to respect a guy that if he's hurt, if the team doesn't play him, that there's an injury there.
I agree.
You're questioning sort of the core of the human being.
Yes.
And I can't do that unless I have a reason. If I have a reason, you know, if you know, I'm tight with his agent and his agent says, you know, he used the kids as an excuse. He just really didn't want to play this year. Okay, now I have a reason. Now there's reason to question it. There's some evidence. There's some sourcing. But to just off the top of your head assume that if Tom Brady were still the quarterback, all these guys would be playing, it's just, again, sort of irresponsible, disrespectful to those guys. And I think, you know, the counterpoint I made, well, how come Damian Williams opted out in Kansas City? He's got the best quarterback in football, the best team in football, the best chance to repeat a Super Bowl champion. Oh, maybe because it's actually a personal decision based on health and family and different things of that nature. The one thing I will say is they are also human beings and they can be torn. Like, we can all be torn in different directions, even with family decisions. And, you know, for an example, you know, when Junior Seau came to the Patriots late in his career, the late Junior Seau, he came here for a single reason. To win a Super Bowl. He wanted a ring.
Absolutely.
He had a great career, defensive player of the year, Hall of Famer, superstar, everything. Wanted a ring. If this were 2000, he was on the 07 team. So let's just say the 07 team. Would Junior Seau have a tougher decision if he thought, this team's loaded? We have a really good chance to go to the Super Bowl. I don't have a ring. Does that play into the pros and cons?
I think it plays in the pros and cons depending on who it is.
Yeah.
And depending on how serious they're looking at this. Like, if you're looking at this and saying, no, this is my health. Like, I can only speak from my personal experience, Andy. I'm a germaphobe. I'm a hypochondriac. You know, my red flags pop up all over the place during a global pandemic. I can tell you, if I was a football player, I would probably not be playing this year, even if I had a chance to win a ring, because ultimately, that is who I am at my core. I wake up every morning as a germaphobe. I wake up every morning being concerned with the pandemic. So from my point of view, there's no reason, there's no allure to take me away from what I am at my core. So I'm not going to wiggle away in any kind of way because that's who I am and that's what I believe in, and that takes priority. Now,
would you do that as a 22-year-old second-year player who was surprised he made the team in his first year and, you know, you don't really have any money in the bank? And
I would. I think it depends. Again, I think it depends on how strong your convictions are. Like,
right.
I love that you brought up money, because when people question this stuff, to me, it's very simple. We all know that pro athletes love money. We love money. They love making money. They love, you know, talking about being disrespected when they're not offered the money. You know, their world revolves around money for a pretty good portion of their careers, right?
Yep.
So when I see somebody like Dante Hightower, who's turning away millions upon millions of dollars and is going to walk away with a $150,000 stipend,
which is an advance, you know, also an advance on next year's salary.
Yeah, an advance. Like, that tells me, like, that to me, that's the end of the discussion. If there's a player that is set to make millions of dollars and they're willing to walk away from that millions of dollars to get a 150 grand advance, if they're higher risk, it's 350K.
Right.
But they're willing to walk away from the millions of dollars, even if you've made. I love the argument like, well, that guy's already made millions of dollars. That doesn't, in our world, in our, you know, everyday regular guy world, that might make a difference. to athletes, it doesn't make a difference. When you look at the money that they're turning away from, that tells me that the priority is their health. And secondly, I would also say, let's not forget that in the NFL, you've got a limited window to play, man. I mean, you know, most guys, they last 3 to 4 years. And when you start getting up there in age like Dante is, and you look at this and you say, all right, well, hey, I'm going to walk away this season. I also think that means an awful lot. If you're walking away from what you love and you know you only have a certain amount of years to do what you love and you're walking away from millions, do we really believe that they're leaving for any reason other than, nah, man, this is my family, this is my health, I'm uncomfortable, I'm good?
Yeah, I don't, because they all have simple... Dante Hightower had a baby 2 weeks ago. Patrick Chung has a baby coming. You know, the latest one, Marquise Lee, had a baby apparently a few months ago. But, you know, it's not a simple decision. That would be my point. It's not a simple decision for virtually anyone.
It's not.
Because we may have seen the last of Patrick Chung or Marquise Lee. Marquise Lee's been hurt for the last 2 or 3 years. He was once a second-round pick. He was once a, you know, 55-catch guy with a nice career in ascending and a contract with the Jags. It's not that hard to be outside looking in the NFL. And when you choose to be outside for a year, out of sight, out of mind, you might be out. You know, Jason McCourty articulated this, because the McCourty twins have talked quite openly for months on their podcast about fears and trepidations and personal decisions and anxieties about going back. And Jason McCourty said, if I watch this year, I'm probably watching forever. I'm probably never back in the NFL. So there's different weights on different people's shoulders. And I do think money matters to the Gunnar Olszewski. I'll throw him out there. Gunnar, undrafted rookie, didn't make the team, made the team, returns punts. He's, you know, hanging on by a thread, division two, blah, 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 blah. He might look at it differently if he were a 7-year veteran with X million dollars in the bank, but he's not.
He could, and I think it depends on the individual. Again, these are individual choices. Everybody looks at it differently. I can only speak to what I would look at it. And the way I would look at it is, hey, man, you know, money is great and success is great, but my health is more important, and I'll find other ways to make money. I'll find other ways to be successful. And if I've got to walk away because I'm personally not comfortable, then that's what I'm going to do. And I think there should be zero hate or criticizing of these guys who decide to opt out, because the way I look at it is, you know, I think most people who are football fans, I think they would likely opt out if they were in the situation of a lot of these guys. I think they would say to themselves, no, I'm not putting my family at risk. I'm not going to be up close and personal, you know, touching and breathing and spitting on dudes on football Sundays. I just had a kid. You know, yes, it's infinitesimal, the amount of young kids that have this and get seriously ill from it. But those cases do exist. And if I'm a father, I'm not putting that at risk at all. I'm good. I'm sorry. Football is great, but I'm not putting my kid at risk in any kind of way. I'm not putting my family in any kind of risk. And these guys, you know, listen, there are a lot of people that have the opportunity to work from home, and they've been able to work from home, and they continue to make a living. If those people were asked to go into their offices every single day, especially in certain areas where these cases are spiking, and be up close and in conference rooms with people and, you know, having these meetings and all that kind of stuff, I don't know how many people would be super excited to walk through the door and work that day. So I do think we've got to look at this through a different kind of lens, but we also have to understand on a human level that these guys are just that. They're human. And so if they opt out, that's their decision. We should respect that and move on, instead of looking at, oh, well, maybe, you know, if Brady was here. I mean,
so stupid.
I just, you know, that's giving Brady way too much credit. Like,
well,
I know
that's the other issue.
Like, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. We all agree. But come on now. That's giving him way too much credit and way too much power and stroke.
Plus, it's disregarding that he was the quarterback last year. You lost the season finale and you got bumped from the playoffs, and he's a year older. Like, there's no guarantee that Brady's here. This is the 07 Patriots. Oh, we're going to roll through the regular season.
Totally agree with you.
Right. So even if you think that's part of the decision, you're giving Brady too much credit. I would just say this. Like, to me, there are different layers to this decision. My guess is what I would do is I would play and get an apartment. I would probably say I'm not going to see my family for the next 4 or 5 months. I would self-bubble, basically, and say, this money's too important to my kid. Now, if I were Hightower, one of those guys, and I had a lot of money in the bank, maybe it would change my decision. But if I'm, you know, the Gunnar Olszewski, that, you know, he doesn't have a family, I don't think, but in that range where every time I make $700,000, that's $700,000 I don't have to try to scrounge later in life to send my kids to college. I would probably make the decision as a fringe player, as a player that could need the money to play, tell my family, my mother, my kids, my wife, yeah, I'll see you in a few months, but I this money's too important to us as a family moving forward, and I would probably do it that way.
You've heard what Andy thinks. You heard what I think. What do you think? 617-779-7937. You know, me and Andy, we both believe that these guys, they have individual choices. That's their right to opt out. Don't criticize them. That's what we see. What do you think? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The text is also 37937. Twitter at Jumbo Heart and at Nick C Radio. By the way, we're going to continue with the football discussion, but I do want to send a note to everybody out there listening to the show right now. Jeff Passan, we just talked a little while ago about baseball. The Cardinals have anywhere between 4 and 6 positive tests for COVID-19. The Cardinals game today has been postponed. Jeff Passan with some late information here. In text conversations, he tweets with teammates Friday, the players union player reps warned that if there is a big jump in COVID-19 tests over the weekend, the positives, the Major League Baseball season may be canceled. While it remains unclear what the threshold is, the Craig Mish report, which was the Cardinals, is reporting the Cardinals have more than 5 new positives. So, you know, a lot of the writers on Twitter now, insiders, are jumping in on this saying, you know, we have to keep our eyes close to this situation because, you know, it's not looking great. Keith Olbermann saying that, you know, the baseball shut down just an hour ago. You know, Manfred threatened the union, and Major League Baseball warned its TV partners inside and outside the game to be ready with some other programming. So this is a moving story, as it's been since the beginning back in March. Baseball not looking great right now. But we'll continue with football talk, your calls on whether or not you agree with guys opting out, your feelings towards that, and more. 617-779-7937, Heart and Cattle Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to Heart and Cattles on EEI.
Yeah, so there are different, there are protocols on that. And again, when you say test positive, that there are a lot of different levels of that and a lot of different circumstances and so forth, and how long that lasts and what the symptoms are and so forth and so on. So in any case, we'll follow the protocols, and however the players can be involved, you know, certainly we'll, you know, attend to them and, you know, help them work through whatever situation they're in, and we'll treat it just like any other injury, if you will, or, you know, if a player gets, you know, gets sick during the season, it's a similar type of thing. What we do with them, how we try to get them back to full health.
You see, I want to talk about Gangstar and Mass Appeal and MC Guru and DJ Premier, but instead Andy wants to talk about Bill Belichick.
Plus, I'm incapable about talk about all those other things you just said, whatever they were.
Guru, one of the most underrated hip-hop artists ever.
Easily.
Very good at what he does.
Never. Is he
easily
dead or alive?
Boston. From Roxbury, yes. I believe.
And a local guy.
Oh, so he might be listening. Guru. Come
he's
on down.
He's dead, Andy.
What's up, Guru? Andy Hart. Big fan.
He's dead?
Big fan.
Why'd he die?
Big fan, Andy.
Just, you know, hard life, man.
Old
he's
age,
a rapper.
Drugs, guns. What are we talking about here?
I think it was like a heart thing.
Heart thing?
Yeah, he was older. I mean, he was in...
It was an Andy Hart thing.
40s, cattle, something like that.
Whoa.
Early 50s?
I don't think that makes him old. Like...
Old to
anyway.
Me.
That's not die of natural causes old. Like,
nah. Anyway, I stand by what I said.
Okay.
He's one of the most underrated rappers, and Andy Hart, obviously, big fan.
Yeah, big fan.
Did not know he is no longer with us. God rest, Guru.
Still welcome.
Thank you for your contributions to the hip-hop world.
If he wants to come over from the afterlife or whatever, we can probably facilitate that somehow. I'm not sure how that works exactly.
I don't know if there's a comfortable, easy segue going from death, the afterlife, to Bill Belichick, but let's try to do it, Andy. So you just heard Belichick talking about positives and COVID-19. You have an issue with what he said.
I don't know that I have an issue. It struck me as strange the way he kind of questioned test positives, and there's a whole lot of layers to that and what it really means. And then he kind of dabbled in comparing it to it's like, you know, you get any other illness during the season. All of that struck me as strange, the way he handled that. First of all, the positive, what does that mean? There's protocols. Patriots are one of the few teams, it was eight or fewer of the 32 NFL teams that had yet to have a positive test, that had yet to place somebody on the COVID-19 IR or whatever the hell they're calling it, reserve list. And that made me wonder, did they have somebody test positive? Do you have to say it the first time? Or if you follow that up with a negative within the quick span and they need three negatives, I think, to report... Is he waiting? Is there a possibility we're going to get some sort of information? Because I believe the initial round of testing concluded yesterday.
Yeah,
so is there more information from the Patriots coming? Were they truly one of the few teams that didn't have any positive tests? Or are we going to find out later that they were sort of crossing the T's and dotting the I's on exactly who tested positive for how long before they made that designation? And then when he alluded to... You know, he famously praised Marcus Cannon for being sick all week and then coming out and playing through it. And not the same as that, Bill. If that's the mentality you're taking, you're going to be the Marlins. You're going to be one of these teams that has an outbreak and it goes down a weird road. So this is very different from all of that. So that the whole answer was just curious to me, I guess, is my
summary. Well, I think firstly, we got to say, you know, these guys are in an almost impossible situation. They're going to be asked these kinds of questions. You know, Bill, he's not a medical expert.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to do play football, football. You know how it all is going to go.
But you are
him,
the spokesman
right?
for the team.
He is the spokesman to a point for the team for sure. But I would say when you talk about health situations and when you're talking about specifically an infectious disease and all that, I do think the line of distinction needs to be drawn between that and you know, having the sniffles, having some kind of maybe a flu early in the week. So how to handle this, it's got to be handled a little bit more delicately than how you usually handle it. As far as the positives and the semantic games that Bill played yesterday, I think there could be several reasons for that, Andy. You know, number one, I do think there's a concern, and I was reading this during the week, there's a concern in the NBA. NBA executives are concerned about false positives and how to handle false positives and, you know, do those false positives leak to the media? So maybe that's as simple as it gets with Bill. Maybe Bill's just saying, well, there's different ways you can read positive, and maybe they have a structure. Because, again, remember, the NFL, they say you have to test negative three times before you walk into the facility.
Right.
So maybe Belichick is just saying, listen, I'm not going to comment on anybody on any positives until we absolutely know that guy has been positive and we put it out there for the world to see by putting him on the list.
Right.
And there is also HIPAA stuff. So I think between HIPAA and not wanting to jump out before he should, on any of these positives. I think you combine those two things, and that's where the hesitancy and the funkiness come from Belichick when dealing with those kinds of questions right now.
Yeah, I agree. And we know he's always in the, you know, the old Parcellian, in the business of collecting information, not dispensing it. And, you know, I thought his opening monologue, he really went into, not detail, but talking about how they're going above and beyond some of the protocols and the Kraft family and the things they've been able to do at Gillette Stadium in preparation for camp and the players was, you know, some information. But also, I would say, some teams have made available their, I don't know what they're calling them, but their coronavirus coordinators or whoever. You know, yeah. Peter King did that long story with the guy from the Vikings and sort of detailed everything they're going through and having to do. I read one out of the Rams, the person that's the head of their coronavirus task force or whatever with the Rams, did some media work. And if those people are better suited to answer these questions, I mean, you could make the decision to make that person available.
But do you think Belichick wants to make this a story?
No, I don't.
I think that's why.
Yeah? I told you this. We'll get to it later as we talk about some of the other aspects of Bill. And again, this was the first time we've talked to Bill since the draft. He has been just silent. No talk on Cam Newton. No talk on Opta. Anything. This was the first time. And in one of his long answers, he said, it's just football. And I think that's his message. Like once he gets the opt-out guys removed, and once he gets the testing done, and once players come in and have that first wow moment of, wow, my locker's now 6 feet away from that guy, or my locker's actually out in a tent, you know, on the field, or whatever. Because there's going to be a wow moment. It's like, you remember the first day the Red Sox reported to Fenway, and we're seeing players in the luxury suites, because that's actually their locker, and players showering in the concourse. There's a wow new norm. Once you get out of that way, I think Belichick wants to go to that level of, it's just football. Yeah, you have to wear a mask maybe. Yeah, you have to do X, Y, and Z. But in the end, the goal is the same. Get your body and my team ready for September 13th to host the Miami Dolphins, tackle people, block people, make plays, and win football games. It's still just football. And I think his task right now is to get there mentally, physically, as an organization. And I think he started that process. And you're right. The more he talks about it or details it or makes a coordinator, you know, coronavirus coordinator, whatever their title is available, you're just adding fluid, you know, to that, to flame that fire of that story. And that's not what he's looking for.
Yeah, I've got to believe that Belichick hates the term new normal. I think Belichick wants to treat this as normal as possible. And if he puts a spotlight on the idea of this is a new normal, this is different, this is going to be strange, then that's going to take away from his message. And his message is, guys, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, when the opt-outs happen, as you said, the positives happen, and we have a job that we've got to do, at the end of the day, it is normal. It's football. We still have to do what we do. This is the same game we've played forever. And that's going to be his message to the team. So anything outside of that, anything to treat this differently, and it might come across as callous for some people, for sure, because he's not going to handle this, you know, delicately. And you know, once you get to the point where the positives and all that, right, he'll handle it delicately right now because it's health information. But once we get closer to actual football, football's football. He's going to go right back to what he's been doing forever. And I think he feels more comfortable, and he would rather have people just talk about this is the season, this is how it's going to be, and instead of, you know, crafting it as a new normal, no, this is just football. These are the circumstances. We deal with circumstances every year, whether it's injuries, you know, whatever, the schedule, the weather. We deal with these things all the time, and we just got to play our best football. That is the perfect Bill Belichick world that he wants to live in. That's the bubble, no pun intended, he wants to be in.
And in a weird way, I think he'd rather have us talking about Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham competing for the job to you know, to replace Tom Brady.
I agree.
Because that's football.
Yep.
That's what he's dealt with forever. He's, you know, Adam Vinatieri left, and he drafted Steven Gostkowski, and we got this talking point. Is the rookie kicker going to be able to fill in the Hall of Fame kicker's shoe? Like, he's used to that. He's dealt with all that. This is the new for him, the dealing with the masks and the coronavirus. But I would also say it's what we all do. Like, I try to, not that we do something that's this magnanimous feat, but, you know, we have protocols. We have masks. We have sprays. We have wipes. We have take your mic screen off and put it in your little drawer and let somebody else put theirs on. But when the red light goes on, we're supposed to be doing a radio show.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
Right. We don't, I'm not talking through a mask with muffle. Like, we have to execute. We have
you
to
just
do.
Touched your face.
I did touch my face. It's bad. I'm bad at all this stuff, first of all. I am very bad at all this. I Yeah, no, I'd be bad. I'd be the guy that unintentionally would infect a team. There's no doubt in my mind.
Not great.
And not because I went to a strip club, but because of what I just did. Something stupid. That
not a strip club guy.
Earlier in life I was. Yeah. Earlier in life I definitely was. I feel like that's, I know in the NBA maybe you're still young enough, but I feel like that's something you grow out of. I feel like, you know, when you're in your teens and your early 20s and bachelor party, maybe outgrow that as you get a little older.
I got to show these guys these breasts.
Excuse me
now.
Excuse me? Okay, I need the backstory. That's Teddy Bruschi, correct?
That is Bruschi.
What's the backstory on that?
You'll have to ask Foye.
Because that's a tremendous drop. Can you just play it again? Go ahead.
I got to show these guys these breasts.
Wow.
I want to say it was a story about Matt Light or one of the offensive linemen making a joke about breasts.
He's not talking about men's breasts, is he? Because there's definitely men's breasts.
They were like
in that
hunting
room.
Or something, and the joke was
you got to kill. You killed it. Now you the breasts of the bird or something. That's terrible. That foul humor. Get it? Foul humor.
Oh! Cattle, save us, please.
Yeah, I feel like, all right, I feel like we need to reset here. 617-779-7937. Save Hart from himself. You can text us 37937. You can tweet at us as well at Jumbo Hart, at Nick C Radio. Learned a lot about Andy in this segment. Let's see. He had no idea who Guru was.
No, he died of cancer, according to the text line.
Did not know that Guru passed away.
Nope.
The big C.
Well, if I don't know who you are, then I can't know you passed away.
Was a big believer in strip clubs, no longer a big believer in strip clubs.
Yes, that's fair.
And he makes terrible dad jokes.
Like Teddy Bruschi, I'm a breast man. That's accurate.
Are you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Boneless chicken breasts.
We know a lot about Andy now. 617-779-7937. Andy did bring up Cam Newton, and I think that's an interesting conversation to have. Bill Belichick talked about Cam yesterday. We'll get into that next. It's Hart and Cattle Sports Radio, WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're right back to Hart and Cattle on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Specific to Cam, what appealed to you with him just to bring him aboard?
Well, things worked out. We spent quite a bit of time with Cam, and he spent quite a bit of time with us. I think it was some mutual interest, and we spent quite a bit of number of different people and number of different conversations, and I think just trying to see how the fit would be, and it was very positive on our end, and I'm glad it worked out.
Quite a bit of time. You know, I read that quote. I listened to Belichick say that they spent quite a bit of time on Cam. Cam spent quite a bit of time on them. And of course, we had the story. It was reported that, you know, going back to even the beginning of free agency and through the draft and all of that, there were some communication between Belichick and Cam's camp. So it's not surprising to hear Belichick say we spent quite a bit of time on Cam and Cam spent quite a bit of time on us. But I've got to ask you, Andy, do you take anything from what he said as far as Jared Stidham? Do you think that the Patriots being interested in Cam going back to probably mid to late March, do you think that says anything about Stidham?
yes, because and I wrote this. This was my column when the news broke that they were signing Cam Newton, that for months we had said every turn of the page from the Patriots that didn't include a quarterback, whether it was not trading for Andy Dalton, not signing a veteran, not drafting a quarterback, not going to get Jordan Love or Hurts or whoever you wanted, was a sign of confidence in Jarrett Stidham. Oh, yeah. You can't read this any other way, right? They love Jarrett Stidham. They're all in on Jarrett Stidham. And then you find out, well, they were kind of flirting. They were kind of flirting in the background. And certainly finances had to have been a factor here, and his opportunities, and the fact that, how did he describe it, 86 days he was unemployed. And the price tag coming down to just, you know, bargain basement costs. That was a factor. But the reality was, we and I say we because I said it at the time. Okay, I mean, it certainly seems like circumstantially they're not interested in a quarterback, that they're going, they're rolling with Stidham. Well, they weren't rolling with Stidham. They had Stidham as a placeholder, and Cam Newton, the relationship or the courtship came to a point where they got together.
Yeah, I think what we found out was they really liked Stidham, but they did not love Stidham just yet. They're not in love with the idea of this guy being their franchise quarterback just yet. If they were in love with that idea, the flirtation with Cam, I don't think, would have happened in the first place. So the very idea that they were going back and forth with Cam's camp, they were trying to work something out, and if financially it worked, then they were going to get this thing to happen, then that does tell me that they have at least some hesitation to just throwing Stidham right in to the fire. And it's rather obvious by what Bill said yesterday.
But the flip side is also true.
Yeah.
They had hesitations with Cam Newton. Because if they really hated Stidham and said, we need a quarterback and Cam Newton's the quarterback, he would have been here earlier at a higher cost. They would have found a way to do it earlier at a higher cost. So they don't. They don't love either guy. That's the bad news.
But you took the words right out of my mouth, though. Looking from Stidham's point of view, again, they really like him. They don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're comfortable with him. And I think they would have been okay if things fell a certain way and Stidham was the starting quarterback for this team. I think they would have been okay with that. If they could bring in extra competition, if it didn't cost them a bunch of money, the numbers worked, they were interested in Cam, so they bring Cam in. Now, I think it's much more understandable that they're not totally all in on Cam because, again, as you just mentioned, they didn't make a bunch of moves, create some more space, trade Tooney, or just not franchise him, do something different, and then go after Cam. But I do think that's more understandable, Andy, because when you look at Newton, what's the biggest question? It's his health.
Yep.
I don't think anybody, if you are intelligent and logical and reasonable, which I think Belichick is, especially when we talk about football, I don't think you should ever enter into a relationship with Cam Newton at this point. After multiple injuries and surgeries, I don't think you can walk into this blind. You have to be ready as far as risk reward. You have to acknowledge and realize that this might not be the Cam of even the first half of 2018. So they did need a safety net, and they needed to make sure that this deal worked for them. And I think the Patriots obviously get the best of both worlds now. They have the young quarterback that they really like. They think he could end up being a starting quarterback for them long term. But now they also have Cam, who is a lottery ticket. And if he's healthy, they scratch that ticket and they win big.
Yeah, I'm going to make a comparison here. And usually we get in trouble when we make these because they fall flat on their face. But I think the Patriots had a, let's go Cadillac. They had an aging Cadillac, and they loved that Cadillac. They loved that ride. And then the Cadillac broke down, and the Cadillac got towed away. They followed it up. They had another car. It was in the garage. It's been in the garage for a year. It's a solid Honda Accord. Solid Honda Accord. Not the highest-end Honda Accord. Running pretty well. It's had a couple things. I had to...
It's got a couple things here and there. A
couple dings here.
And a little wear and tear.
I'd be happy to sell it to you. You know, let's say $48,000, and you go, what? You're out of your mind. Woo! Used car, $48,000, and it sits there for a while, and you're washing the Accord in your driveway, and maybe you got a new air freshener and a seat and steering wheel cover. And you're talking yourself into your Honda Accord.
Yeah, you feel pretty good about it. It's got. Listen. Great gas mileage.
Yeah,
right?
You
feel comfortable. It's a car that you've known and a car that you somewhat trust.
And a lot of people are happy with Honda Accords.
There's a lot of people.
But they're not Mercedes, and the neighbor sat in his driveway with that sign on it at 48K. And he goes, you know what? I got to unload this. Coronavirus hit. Listen, I'll give it to you for 8K. And you go, excuse me, it was 48K, now it's 8? I'll be at the bank, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'll take your fancy Mercedes for 8K.
Yeah,
right?
Straight cash? All right, straight cash, homie.
That's what happened here. It's you can talk yourself into Jarrett Stidham. You can do worse than Jarrett Stidham. You can even drive back and forth to work every day with Jarrett Stidham. But he's not Tom Brady. And he might not be Cam Newton. But guess what? Cam Newton might not be Cam Newton. So you've talked yourself into this sort of scenario here where now you've covered your butt. You got two quarterbacks. I am always hesitant, though, of that idea, the old saying. And I'm gonna ask you a question here. And don't fail me like my podcast co-host, okay, Ryan Hannibal, did.
I will try not to fail you.
If you have two quarterbacks, how many do you have?
None.
Thank you. Thank you, Sports Cliche 101, for passing the test.
Wait, what did Ryan say?
Ryan Hannaby or whatever.
Hannibal. He said two. Which I guess in this...
He went with the literal translation.
Yes, that's my guy. That's my literal Ryan Hannibal. But you have none. So if this is truly an open competition, you may have some concerns. Because I think you're hoping that this really isn't an open competition. And you get, if not 2015 MVP Cam Newton, you get 2018 early season not hurt yet. Wow, he's off to a really good start, Cam Newton, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping for.
That's what you're hoping for. Hart, Cattles, Sports Radio, WEEI. And here's the thing. Now that we have seven opt-outs, and Marquise Lee, if you're just joining us, jumping into the car, Marquise Lee opted out this morning, according to the Globe's Jim McBride. So he's the seventh guy that is not going to play due to COVID-19. Marquise Lee, I don't know him personally, might be a great guy, but he's not going to be a huge piece. He could have been a nice add-on to the wide receiver core if he worked out and stayed healthy. But when you look at guys like Cannon and Hightower and Chung, I called them, you know, earlier this week, the big three. When you look at the big three that decided to walk away from the Patriots season, that puts much more pressure, Andy, on the quarterback situation. Because you and I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. How good do you need Cam to be considered a contender in the AFC? And at the time, I think both of us said, well, you know, if he's slightly above average. Well, now as these guys are dropping, and now that the defense is going to have the effect without Dante Hightower out there and without Chung, and now obviously the offensive line without Cannon and the lack of depth on the offensive line. You have these issues. To me, that means whoever wins the quarterback job, and I agree with you, I've agreed with you since day one, Cam Newton, if he's healthy, is going to blow the doors off of Stidham. It's not even going to be close. But if you have whoever you have in that spot, that guy has to be much better now. And slightly above average, I don't think makes you a contender. You can still get into the playoffs, but I think your quarterback has to be above average to maybe even pretty damn good to get you close to the AFC championship game, if that is what we were talking about in prior shows, which I think we were.
To further that argument, all I heard back in the, again, Jarrett Stidham era,
Stiddy
time was, well, yeah, I can still run the ball and play defense. Well, to run the ball, you need a good offensive line. Let's forget about Sony Michel and the running backs for a minute. You need a good offensive line. You just lost your starting right tackle to an opt-out. So you've added some question to an offensive line that was hopeful of returning essentially five starters with David Andrews sliding back in at center, Isaiah Wynn establishing himself at left tackle. So you've moved on from your right tackle, who's been your right tackle for years now. Oh, so we're going to play defense, too. Well, you already lost Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton, Daron Harmon. Essentially four starters from
right.
that group.
Right.
Now you added Patrick Chung. Now you added Dante Hightower. I have, now I'm using two hands to count those players, as you can see on our Skype that we're back and forth here. That's more than half your defense, starting caliber players, you just lost. So, oh, our plan is to play defense. Who plays linebacker? Who's the best linebacker on the Patriots right now?
I mean, is it Simon? Is it Winovich?
If you consider those guys linebackers, but yes, they're edge players. They're
Would
like
you say
DE.
Bentley?
If you go true off the ball linebacker, I think it's Juwan Bentley, and that is a scary proposition because Juwan
right.
Bentley is more of a projection right now, a potential. We all liked him his rookie year, fifth round pick. Oh, this guy's got a little talent. Immediately hurt, IR. Last year, no fault of his own, got buried behind who I just talked about. Hightower, Collins, Van Noy, Landon Roberts. You had depth there, so it wasn't his fault. Didn't play a ton. Now, all of a sudden, he is likely your starter, your play caller, your leader, and he's the guy that needs to lead Josh Uche and Anfernee Jennings and Brandon Copeland, who's sort of an edge guy with those other guys, but he may need to play. So there's this whole idea that they were going to be built to play defense and run the football may not be true anymore. So you may need Cam Newton to build you into, yeah, we're going to have to score some points. We're playing better offenses.
Right.
We have Pat Mahomes and Russ Wilson in the first month of this season. Not sure we're going to be able to shut down opposing attacks and score on our own the way we did a year ago. So this offense, this quarterback, whoever it is, maybe it's Jarrett Stidham, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, they're going to have to score some points. And that's the reality. Now, whether that's, you know, pressure that they actually feel upon their shoulders, I don't know. But that's the reality of the situation.
It is. I mean, I was looking at this team going back just a week ago, and my thought was, listen, the offense might not be great, but if you have a top 5 to 10 defense, then you don't need a great offense. Well, now if that defense takes a step back, your offense has to take a step up. Your thoughts out there about this Patriots team after these 7 opt-outs this week? How are you feeling about them? You know, do you feel worse about them than you did last week? Do you think they're going to be fine? Do you think it's we're really like overplaying?
Oh no, we suck again.
The opt-out angle. 617-779-7937. If you want to give us a call on some Patriots talk, you can also text us as well at 37937 on Twitter at Jumbo Heart and at Nick C Radio. We'll get your reaction to how you feel about the Patriots after these 7 opt-outs this week. Also coming up next, I do want to like take a look at the rookies and how much pressure is on them and how different of a season this is going to be with COVID-19 and what they're going through. All that coming up next. It's Hart and Cattle Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.